Welcome back.
Oh God, I didn't realize.
Welcome back. You know,
bruh.
Discord gave us sound effects. So we're gonna use that.
Yeah. Our apologies in advance.
Yeah, so you know. Anyways.
Yeah, PPS back in the building.
Anyway. Yeah, we're gonna draft a we're both drafting NFL rosters today.
Bruh.
This is already the worst episode.
Yeah, this is bad.
Or is it the best episode of all?
Those are playing over the intro beat too.
Bruh.
Spotify's trying to open right now. I don't know. I'm so sure why. That's definitely a me.
They want you to listen to Kill Bill by SZA.
Bruh.
Yeah, she bruh. Might. She might kill her ex, you know. It might happen.
Okay. Anyways, you said you wanted a coin flip for the first pick.
Yeah, and I will let you flip the coin, and you can also defer your choice if you'd like. And we'll just do bang, bang, bang. We'll do like a snake. Yeah.
What call do you want? Hands or what do you want? Heads or tails?
It's your call. Call it. Well, my fucking No Country for Old Men era. Do you know what the date on this coin is?
Are you gonna flip 19? This?
Go put it in your pocket.
Okay, heads or tails?
I'll go tails.
It's tails.
All right. So I have the first overall pick. Now, before we get started, here's the we said, with all due respect to like centers, we don't really give a shit. So we're doing on offense 2 quarterbacks, 2 running backs, 4 wide receivers, a tight end, and 2 tackles. On defense, we're doing 2 ends, 2 tackles, 2 linebackers, 2 safeties, and 3 corners. All right, y'all got the message? Brilliant. So, with my first pick in the draft, I'm going to take who I personally believe to be the best player to ever play the game of football. I'm going to take Lawrence Taylor, my first linebacker spot. Thank you.
That's a golf clap. Okay.
We don't have anything more substantial than a golf clap. I guess the next most positive fucking reaction is the fucking, like, I don't know. The air horn, probably.
Bruh.
So I have to pick 2 and 3.
Are we doing snake? I mean, it's just if it's 2 people, I don't know why we have to do snake.
Okay, honestly. we cannot do snake. So with my first pick in the 2023 NFL draft, it's a tough decision. Damn. Anybody ever except Lawrence Taylor.
It really depends on how you value positions and who you think is just the best. It's not necessarily based on stats or anything.
I guess I'm going to go with the guy I want at QB. I mean, I trust this guy more than anybody. Especially with the roster I'm going to build around him. I think with my first overall pick, I'm going to go Peyton Manning.
Interesting. Interesting choice. I'm gonna I'll give that a quack.
That's a
I'm also gonna go quarterback. I'm taking Patrick Mahomes. Fuck Tom Brady. Fuck all the boys. He's the best quarterback of all time. I'm not gonna hear any different. He's the best to ever do. He's the best to ever do.
Okay, Patrick Mahomes. All right,
he's the best ever. I have no regrets.
With the second overall pick, no, I'm sorry, the fourth overall pick.
The New Orleans Pelicans. Yes, the New Orleans Pelicans.
We're doing four wideouts.
We are doing four wideouts.
Okay, I guess I'm gonna go. I want to, you know, this duo would have been nuts in its time. I wish we got to see it. We never did. My pick here, I want my first wide receiver one, the wide receiver one. Give me Randy Moss.
It's a good pick. That's a really good pick. It's a good pick. I like that pick. I think best wide receiver on the board. You know, you match him up with one of the great great quarterbacks of his time. Perhaps some people think he's the greatest quarterback of all time. By some people, I mean nobody. But good. It's a good combination. So no, I got a few different, you know, ways I can go with this here. You know, wide receiver is certainly an option. If I want to just keep on, you know, copying you.
Right.
So I suppose. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I can go wide receiver. I'm gonna go with Gerald Rice. We'll go with Jerry Rice.
All right.
At wide receiver one.
All right. I'm gonna go a little defensive here. And I think since Lawrence Taylor is off the board, you know, I need a guy in the middle to lead my team. I think that, you know, the guy, you know, your defensive leader, he needs to be a killer. So give me Ray Lewis.
Oh, that's. There's a joke I'm going to make, but I'm not going to make it. I could make it. It'd be very low.
I mean, the joke is.
It's. Oh, this is fucking childish.
Maybe a little bit of. Yeah, give me Ray Lewis.
It's a good move. I'm also gonna go defensive here because, you know, defense plus championships. I'm gonna go with who you know could perhaps be the greatest defensive end of all time, because you need a premier edge rusher.
He's about to draft Chase Young. We're doing three DNs.
We're doing two DNs.
I see three on mine.
It should be two QBs, two running backs, four receivers, a tight end, two tackles, two ends, two tackles, two linebackers, two safeties, three corners.
I don't know where this other defensive end came from because I see three DNs.
Two DNs.
Yeah, because 12 and 13 are DNs, and then 16 is also a DN. So what's 16 supposed to be?
It should. I'll resend it to you. Hold on.
Just tell me what it's supposed to be. I'll just change it. I don't have to redo the whole thing.
It's supposed to be a linebacker, and 18 and 19 are supposed to be safeties.
Oh, so we had three linebackers?
No, it should be two. There's 22 total roster spots.
But I see a 3DN, dude. You see what I'm saying? 12 and 13 are DNs, and then 16 also says DN.
No, I don't know what you mean, because I sent you what I currently have.
I guess I just added another DN spot.
Yeah, well, I took Reggie White, so.
Okay, Reggie White. Okay, yeah.
What you ask me is it's...
I mean,
it's,
yeah,
it's
that's... Oh, that's what I'm missing. I only got one safety. That's what I was missing. I just sent the whole plot in there. How do I so, like?
It's definitely a.
Well, shit. I don't know how to fucking. It's just gonna send if I try to edit it. Cause it just keeps sending itself.
This looks correct.
I'm missing a safety.
Wait, no, you don't have a safety.
Yeah, I'm missing a safety. But I don't know how to
checking for possible safety.
How do I fucking add a like go down without sending the fucking message? Tab.
Shift enter, dog.
Shift enter. Gotcha.
This dealing with a caveman here. This is.
Let's put a 19 in it. Alright. Okay. Right. So it's my pick.
You're on the clock. Number 8 pick.
Alright. I think I do also got to hit the D line here, and you know, I want a guy who is feared off the edge, but also kind of a hybrid guy. And I cannot afford to let this guy be taken by you. My pick's gonna be Aaron Donald.
Yeah, it's a good pick. I don't know if they're lining Aaron Donald up off the edge, but
no, he's gonna be a DT for me.
It's a good pick. That's, you know what? You know what? That's an air horn.
I mean,
yeah. Can't go wrong with that. All right. So I'm going to just lock up. Actually. No, I'm not. I'm not doing that. I'm going to get a corner because I was thinking about getting a corner. I'm going to take Neon Deion, Coach Prime Sanders.
Yeah.
My first quarter slot.
Yeah. It ain't a bad pick.
I mean, I would say it's like it's a golf clap, you know?
Prime time Deion Sanders. So I think I do need to I do need a guy at that position in corner. And I don't think it's ridiculous to take him this high. There isn't, if you think about it, NFL history, there hasn't been a very long list of elite corners of all time. I think at least one or two of the corners taken today will be a current player. But I'm going to take my first corner. I'm going Revis Island.
It's not outrageous to say that at all. That's a quack. I would say that's a quack. I'm not gonna lie. All right, I think I'm gonna go back to the offense here. I'm gonna take another wide receiver, but this time we're gonna change it up a little bit. All right, we're gonna change it up a little bit. All right, we're gonna change it up a little bit. What I'm gonna do is take the guy who I personally think is the second best to ever do it, even though that might be a ignorant take. I'm gonna take Terrell Owens.
Yeah, and that's who I probably pair up
to pair up with Jerry Rice, two 49er legends. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. So I think here is where, you know, I'm gonna take a position here where, you know, a lot of people are gonna, you know, they overlook the position. They say, you know, it doesn't matter. And that's really, maybe in today's game that is the case. But back in the day, these guys were king, and this guy was the king of kings. I'm going to take Barry Sanders.
It's a good pick. That's an air horn. I mean, that's probably running back one on the board. Sadly, the position does not matter in today's game. But, okay, that's a lie. Running backs matter. Just don't pay them. That's people. It's a misconstrued
just switch
thing.
Them out every few years.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it once. I've said it a trillion times. Just go look at all the Super Bowl champions in the past and how much they were paying their running backs.
Not much. Chiefs just won the Super Bowl this year, and Isaiah Pacheco was their RB1.
Isaiah Pacheco was a fucking seventh round rookie.
No one even knew who that guy was before the season started.
Well, I did because he went to Rutgers, but
you're also a freak.
I am a freak. He won a freak.
Okay, your pick.
I am gonna lock up. I think I'm gonna lock up my first tackle because that's a position that fucking matters. I think this guy is the best tackle ever. I might be a little bit biased because I'm a freakazoid, but the shit he does is like ridiculous. He's gonna be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Second current player drafted because I took Mahomes. I'm gonna take Trent Williams, my first tackle.
Not a bad pick at all. Not a bad Thank pick you. At all. That's a. Yeah. This pick, I'm gonna get a little offensive here. I'm gonna stick to that side of the ball. And Peyton needs some guys to throw at. So I'm gonna get him another big target. I'm gonna get him a freak. I'm gonna get him. Someone you may have seen in a certain movie. Give me Megatron.
For a second, I thought Calvin Johnson was actually in a movie. I was like, what movie is Calvin Johnson in? I think Calvin, I mean, we've talked about it. I don't know if we talked about it on the show before, but we've talked about it in private for sure. I think Calvin's one of the five best receivers to ever play the game.
I think he is. Just talent-wise, yeah.
That's a good pick. I was considering Megatron over T.O., but I just couldn't bring myself to it.
I would take a T.O. too if I had the choice. I mean, don't get me wrong.
All right. I am going to go ahead and I'm just going to get my second edge rusher because I feel like it. I'm going to take Bruce Smith.
Okay.
On the other side of the line.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm pretty sure that gives me the two all-time sack leaders in the NFL. So,
yeah.
Pretty solid.
So, I'm going to actually follow here with the side. So, there's a lot of options to tackle here, and there's two guys I'm narrowing it down to in my head. And I think I'm gonna go with the talent here and my first tackle. And trust me, I'm gonna need all the talent I can get. I'm surprised. Actually, when you said I'm biased, I thought you were actually gonna take this guy. But at my first tackle, give me Orlando Pace.
That's a great shout. I mean, at his peak, Orlando Pace might be the goat.
No one was getting by Orlando Pace.
Not a single fucking Orlando Pate. Listen, I mean, yeah, I am a little biased, but he got Heisman votes.
Yeah, he did.
That's disgusting. Like, that's crazy. Who does that? Yeah, Orlando Pate is like, if you know, you know. You know, he's kind of like the Len Bias. Actually, that's a really bad comparison. Okay, I'm thinking here. Think. I think I'm going to go back to the defense. And I think what I want to do is get my first safety.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go a certain way, but I obviously have to go another way. I have to take Sean Taylor. Might not be the best safety on the might not be the best safety on the board, but I'm not leaving this draft without Sean Taylor.
Okay.
So,
all right, that's fair. I mean, it's Sean Taylor. You know, you can't argue with the talent. I think you know I was thinking it too, and I'm gonna have to go safety as well here, but I'm gonna go. My safety number one, I'm going Ed Reed.
Yeah, he's the best safety on the board for sure. I was thinking maybe I could reunite them, but I don't think it's possible to get. If I was going to take Sean, there's no way I was going to leave with Ed as well. I would have to do one than the other. All right. Interesting. Very interesting developments. So, I'm going to go back to wide receiver here. Mainly because I want to rob you of this real life connection. I'm going to take Marvin Harrison. I feel like Marvin Harrison is another one of those players that like people don't recognize how insane he was. He had an incredible career from start to finish. I'm pretty sure he's top 10 all time in receiving yards. When I think best receivers of all time, Marvin Harrison definitely comes to mind. So he's my third of four wide receivers to go along with Jerry Rice and T.O.
That's a good shout. I think so. I'm going to go defense. You got one giant legend off the edge. I'm going to grab another. And my first D end is going to be Michael Strahan.
It's a good pick. Justin Tuck, slow keep. I'm kidding.
That's yeah, Justin true. Tuck. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good pick. I was thinking about, that's a golf clap. I was thinking about Michael Strahan, but I don't know. Just Bruce Smith stood out to me a little bit more.
I think Bruce Smith is the all-time sack leader.
I believe he is, too.
I think he is. I think he's the only guy to ever hit 200 career, right?
Did he, actually? That's pretty crazy.
I think he had like 200-something, 200 and a half, maybe.
All right, there's a lot of different directions I could go here. But I think, oh man, there's a lot of different directions I could go here, actually. I really want to get another guy from my defensive interior. But like, I don't know. On some knuckle shit. I think, yeah, let me get my first defensive tackle. I'm gonna go Mean Joe Green.
Oh yeah, I don't hate that. You know, for me, that's that's a true historian pick right there. That's just game knowledge.
Yeah. So if you know, you Coke commercial.
Yeah. Sure. So for me, I'm going back to wide receiver. You took a wide receiver that I was. I may have taken, but the guy I really want is still on the board. I'm going to grab him now. Give me Larry Fitzgerald.
It's a good pick. That's a very good pick. He might have been like the most dynamic guy in the world, but he just got buckets.
He never dropped balls.
Never dropped passes. Always caught everything. Probably top 10 in receiving yards all time. I'm shocked if he wasn't, just because of longevity.
Yeah.
You know? So I think I'm finally going to take a running back here because it's the only position where I have nothing except for tight end. But running back, I feel like the great running backs are a little bit harder to come by. So Barry's like the consensus running back one. I feel like this guy's the consensus running back two. I'll take Sweetness Walter Payton.
Awesome. For sure. That's a good pick.
It's an air horn.
So I'm going to go back here to the offensive tackle. Does it have to be Orlando's a left tackle. Do I have to get a right tackle?
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. So with another. I'm going to secure my other tackle here. Give me the legend of the Bengals stripe. Give me Anthony Munoz.
Yeah, I mean, probably the best tackle of all time.
Probably. Yeah. So I got Pace and Munoz, and I got to worry about nothing the rest of the night.
Yeah, pretty much. You're sleeping fucking like a baby. All right, I'm going to go ahead and lock up a tight end here. There's a lot of different directions I want to go, but I keep bringing myself back to one in particular. I'm going to go with Tony G. Tony
Gonzalez. You know what? Thank you for that, because I was thinking that. I'm like, I don't know how well he knows ball to take Tony G over Gronk, but he does. So a good pick.
Hey, the smallest part of me in the back of my head is telling me to pick Kelsey.
No, I'm definitely going to take Gronk, but now I don't like have to until like my last pick, so it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back to defense here. And I think I need my second corner. And there's options here. But I think, you know, I want a guy who's going to be there night in, night out. You know, I want a guy who played with the best, who was, you know, on top for a really long time. And I think for me, that is going to have to be Charles Woodson.
It's a great pick. But is he a corner or a safety?
I mean, he was corner until he got older.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'm going to go like that younger Charles Woodson who played corner, you know?
Right. That's fair. That's solid. I'm also going to take a corner. Somebody else who played, you know, at his peak, he was arguably the best. I'm also a little bit biased because this guy was on my team for a minute. But I always love watching this guy play. I think he's one of the best to ever do it. My CB2 is going to be Champ Bailey.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
I had to think about that.
For me, it was between Woodson and Bailey. I just went Woodson.
I had to think.
I think for me, though, now I will admit there's more talented guys than this guy I'm going to take at linebacker. But think about how scary this pairing is going to be with Ray Lewis. My linebacker 2 commanding that center field with Ray Lewis is going to be Patrick Willis.
Oh, that's a good pick. Patrick, look, that's a sign of ball knowledge, bro. Remember when Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman were in the middle for the Niners?
You did not go down the middle of the field.
That was disgusting.
You did not go anywhere near the middle of the field, ever.
No, not even close. All right, I'm going to go back to safety and just lock up this tandem because I was thinking about it earlier. So you got Sean Taylor, and I'm going to go with Ronnie Lott, who's maybe the best safety of all time. You know, probably Ed Reed, but Ronnie Lott, obviously. I mean, until like 5 years, 10 years ago maybe, Ronnie Lott was easily the best safety of all time. So, yeah, Ronnie Lott.
Okay. So you think you're untouchable.
Bruh.
All right. I'm going to stay defense here. I am going to lock down my defensive end on the other side. You do not want to see this tandem barreling down at you, so you better get a good lineman. But I'm going to take on my other side to go along with Strahan. Give me J.J. Watt.
Ooh, that's a good pick. I was thinking about JJ because JJ was so versatile. Like, he lined up everywhere and was just so dominant. I feel like we're going to look back at JJ Watt very fondly.
I do want to point out I got Strahan, Watt, and Aaron Donald on the front.
I got Reggie White, Bruce Smith, Mitchell Green. The fuck? And Lawrence Taylor behind him.
Yeah, but I got guys who played in, you know, color.
I got one guy who didn't play in color, so come on. All right, I'm going to just say fuck it and go back to quarterback. And it's kind of interesting how we're like nearly at the end of this and we haven't taken Tom Brady, but I'm just going to take Tom Brady just because why not?
Hey, fuck it.
I mean, it's honestly, it's.
Yeah, it's crickets. I mean.
Yeah, like nobody gives a shit. All right. I wanted to take Aaron Rodgers, honestly, but I just, you know, Tom Brady's a GOAT. I have to have him on my team.
I won't waste a pick. I'll just do that at the end now because you have both your QBs. All right, I think you have both your DTs, right?
I have one DT.
Okay, I want to lock up my defensive line core, I think. And, you know, there's a lot of options there. But I think there is just one to rule them all, and I'm going to take Warren Sapp.
It's a good pick. I was thinking about Warren Sapp.
So the line of Strahan, J.J. Watt, Aaron Donald, and Warren Sapp. And behind them is Ray Lewis and Patrick Willis.
Yeah, it's good luck.
And Ed Reed's also backing them up.
I'm also going to finish out my defensive line. I'm going to take John Randall as my second defensive tackle.
Okay. Okay.
Which I feel like, I mean, it's a quack.
It's you know? Yeah, it's a quack.
So, yeah, Reggie White, Bruce Smith, Mean Joe Green, John Randall. Probably pretty solid front four.
So I think we're going to go back to offense here because I got most of the defense filled out. I'm going to take my RB2 here. And I'm going to take Adrian Peterson.
I was going to take Adrian Peterson as my second running back if it was available.
Yeah, I want to take him off the board, get him on my team immediately.
I mean, he might be like the best. I mean, obviously, you know, Barry is just crazy, but AP.
Not a better AP's power there. Back. I mean, there is definitely no better power backs in the history of the game, for sure.
I mean, would you consider Adrian Peterson to be a power back? And would you also consider
him
to be
prime? The best power back of all time? Insert the clip of him catching a ball, turning and digging his chest. His head in this grown man's chest.
I guess the Browns, that shit was sick. I feel like, you know, maybe like Frank Gore, Jerome Bettis, those guys were like power backs, you know?
Right.
But just because I can, I'm also going to take my RB2. Yeah, it might go in a different direction than you imagine, but I just feel like this guy really changed the game in the current landscape of running backs. I'm going to go with LT, LaDainian Tomlinson.
That's a good shout. So you got Sweetness and LT. Oof.
Yeah, you could argue LT is RB1 in that room. By
the way. Yeah, you really could. Definitely could.
So
you got
5 picks left. I have 4 picks left.
I'm going to lock up my safety here, and I've always loved this guy and his game. Grew up watching him. Give me Troy Polamalu.
Yeah. Good pick. I mean, is Talanoa Hufanga better? Question mark? I'm just kidding.
No.
NFL fans, when they see another safety with, like, the big curly hair, is he the next Troy Polamalu?
They see an NFL safety. Is this guy the next Troy Polamalu?
Well, I mean, to be fair, like, Hufanga is also, you know, like, went to USC and they have similar backgrounds. And I know Polamalu is, like, kind of a mentor to him. But, I mean, the next Troy Polamalu? Come on. Let's see him not get burnt by Cooper Kupp. Then we'll have a conversation. Troy Polamalu is not getting burnt by Cooper Kupp. That's all I'm
saying. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take my final corner. And again, I'm going to be really biased about it. But I do think he's one of the best corners of all time. And if nothing, he's one of the he might be the fastest player to ever play football. Give me Darryl Green.
All right. Okay.
The master of the Tootsie Roll.
So I'm going to take my final wide out here. And I, you know, we grew up watching this guy. we had debates about where this guy ranked for a long time, but I think at his peak, there I don't think there's anyone I'd rather have of the 2010s. Give me Julio Jones.
That's a good pick, actually. I rock with a Julio pick.
So my wide receiver room is Randy Moss, Megatron, Larry Fitzgerald, and Julio Jones. All the people we grew up watching.
That is true. I mean, but you have that benefit, you know, where you can be like, yeah, I watched it, you know, I know what it's like. I'm also going to take my final tackle here. There's a couple of ways I want to go here, but this is a guy I just know is kind of like an Iron Man. You know, we talk about like guys you need production from day in and day out. This guy, I'm pretty sure he's like known for starting so many games. Give me the Hall of Famer, Jonathan Ogden.
All right.
To go along with Trent Williams. I do think Orlando Pace, Anthony Munoz is a better duo, but you know.
I'm gonna take my final corner here. And obviously there's a few guys still left that I really like. But I think this guy, I mean, he got in his Hall of Fame bag a few years ago. I think he was always underrated. I know I can maybe technically get a better technical corner, but I think I like a guy with that dog in him. Give me Ty Law.
Ty Law is a beast. Kids these days don't understand. You were not throwing Ty Law away. Yeah,
you were not.
They had that Patriots team, they had Ty Law and like Nnamdi Asomugha and like Rodney Harrison and Asante Samuel, and they got doubted up by Eli Manning. It'll never make sense.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
So for me, my last two picks, I have a receiver and a linebacker. I really don't know what I want to do at receiver, so I'm just going to take my last linebacker. I'm going to take Julius Peppers.
That's a good shout. I feel like he's more edge, but I mean, you want a guy who can attack like that.
I mean, it's like, I'm just thinking back to Madden. He was always like an outside linebacker. So,
yeah.
He's a pass rusher, but he's like, you know.
That's kind of why. So, I kind of built my DN so I don't need outside linebackers really, because I went really central with mine. But I got JJ Watt straight hand. So, it's like, don't really need the outside linebacker help when you got those two. So, I got a tight end and QB. I'll take the tight end first. You took Tony G, who would have been my shout, but the easy number two is Gronk, and that's who I'm going to go with here. I mean, listen, all time, I would rather have Tony G. Give me Tony G over anybody, but Gronk is definitely number two.
Gronk might have been a better blocker, though.
Maybe.
But he got hurt so much.
Yeah.
And also, we never really saw Gronk without Tom,
but I got paid.
Tony G was catching passes from fucking Matt Castle and Matt Ryan and like,
yeah,
you know, he didn't need the GOAT to be productive. Now, granted, I think Gronk would have been fine regardless, but still. All right, so your last pick's QB. I'm pretty sure I know where you're gonna go. My last pick's a receiver, and I have no idea.
You got options. I mean, most of them modern day, but you got options.
I would say most of them are modern day. God, I have an idea, but I don't want to get crucified for it.
Soundboard's open.
I mean, it could be a bruh. It could be an air horn. It could be a sad horn.
It could be a, you know.
It could. I mean, actually, if I did it, Yeah, but I'm not going to. I think it's a fucking really stupid idea. I'll just take a nice, safe, I think, really easy way out. Actually, where's the fun in that? You know? There's no fun in that. I'm gonna do it. Just because I saw him play, I saw how good he was, and I was like,
DeSean Jackson.
Yeah. That would be hilarious. I do love DeJax, but my fourth wide receiver, my final pick, the 22nd pick for my team, I'm gonna put that shit on and take Antonio Brown.
That's what's going on in his head.
That's what's going on. Listen, put that shit on. That's all I'm going to say.
Listen,
you cannot deny at his peak, AB was one of the best.
It was between AB and Julio, and
There you go.
I think for me, just how the team was fitting, I kind of got it. I mean, all these guys are fucking ridiculous, so I mean, it is what it is. My last QB, I mean, he's on the board. I'm going to take him. I'll call him back from his crack journey. Give me Aaron Rodgers. Arguably could start.
Hey, 13-year-old me thought your two QBs were the best quarterbacks of all time.
They're 2 and 3. So.
No, Brady's definitely 2.
Brady's 1.
No.
I'm gonna say it.
We had the conversation very often. He's not number one yet. He's gonna end at number one, and he's the best to ever do it. So
I mean, you at least got the one quarterback he could never beat.
Okay, let's grow up a little bit. It's not about quarterback versus quarterbacks, teams that play each other. It's a team.
Don't tell that to Tony Romo.
Well, he's the biggest munch. I'm the biggest munch.
all he talked about was how he finally beat Burrow.
I don't know, Jim. Yeah, this is my reaction to every Tony Romo comment.
Tony Romo when Patrick Mahomes Tony Romo when Patrick Mahomes throws the ball away. Now the best was in the fucking Jaguar game. Mahomes just spikes the ball because he's getting pressured, and he's like, "That's a hell of a play by Mahomes." And then Trevor Lawrence throws it like 70-yard dot, and he just goes, like, "Oh, he overthrew." Like, dude, come on.
Oh, I should have taken Trevor Lawrence with my fucking second quarterback. Oh hell no!
that's a fucking.
All right, you want to give the rundown of your team first?
Sure. At QB1, we got Peyton Manning. QB2, we got Aaron Rodgers. Actually, for Aaron Rodgers, that would probably be
That's what he hears in his fucking darkness retreat.
Number one, Aaron Rodgers' house on Christmas. Running back 1, I got Barry Sanders. Running back 2, I got AP. Wide receiver 1, I got Randy Moss. Wide receiver 2, I got Megatron. Wide receiver 3, I got Larry Fitzgerald. Wide receiver 4, I got Julio Jones. Tight end, I got Gronk. My two tackles are Orlando Pace and Anthony Munoz. My defensive ends are Michael Strahan and J.J. Watt. My defensive tackles are Warren Sapp and Aaron Donald. My linebackers are Ray Lewis and Pat Willis. My safeties are Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu. My cornerbacks are Darrell Revis, Charles Woodson, and Ty Law.
Bruh. I was just pressing shit there. This is a pretty good trio.
You were hitting buttons.
I was hitting buttons. All right. So, my QB1's. Best player to ever touch a football in the history of the earth. Patrick Mahomes, obviously. QB2 is the quote-unquote greatest quarterback of all time, whatever that means, Tom Brady. Whatever that means. RB1, sweetness, Walter Payton. Doesn't get much better than that. RB2, LT. Changed the game, buddy. He changed the game. Wide receivers, Jerry Rice. All-time leading NFL, I think, receiving yards leader. T.O., wide receiver, too. Number 7, we got a guy who just has the blank instinct, Marvin Harrison. And number 8, we're putting that shit on with Antonio Brown. What, number 8? Number 4, we're putting that shit on with Antonio Brown. Tight ends, Tony G, is a go. Tackle duo, we got Trent Williams and Jonathan Ogden. Coming off the edge, we got Reggie White and Bruce Smith. Up the middle, Mean Joe Green, John Randall. In the middle, slash on the outside, we got Lawrence Taylor. I got both LTs, I just realized that. Lawrence Taylor. And Julius Peppers. We got the hard-hitting safety duo of Sean Taylor and Ronnie Lott. And 3 of the best corners to ever do it. And I think all of them played for Washington at some point, which is kind of interesting. Deion Sanders, Tant Bailey, and Daryl Green. Yeah, all 3 of them played for Washington. Yeah. Well, you know.
All right.
So, I mean, you can let us know who won. It's obviously me, but I mean.
I don't know about obviously. I think I got a pretty fucking cold team over here.
I have the best offensive player of all time. The quote-unquote greatest player of all time, the consensus best defensive player of all time, and I'm putting that shit on. So, I don't know.
Shit on.
Yeah.
It would be a good game.
It would be, but only one of us is putting that shit on. Is all I'm gonna say. Dude, I wish Antonio Brown invented put that shit on while he was still playing, because it would have been the coldest touchdown celebration in the world.
Yeah. I think, man, our defenses are terrifying. Dude, my second and third levels are not. You're just not moving the ball. You just do not. You don't. The answer is no.
Yeah, I feel like you went for like the physical guys, and like at least corner wise, I went for like the playmakers. You know, Deion, obviously ultimate playmaker, Daryl Green, champion.
I mean,
he was locked down. But
you're like, oh, I survived the 4-man rush of Michael Strahan, J.J. Watt, Aaron Donald, and Warren Sapp. Oh, surely there is no one in the second level that will rip my receiver's head off on a slant route. For sure, Pat Willis fucking killed a guy one time.
Yeah, it was like on the Jets or something.
It was like
shit.
Braylon
like
Edwards.
Paralyzed him. Yeah, it was Braylon Edwards. Dude, Braylon Edwards. You know how there's a TikToks about like the dudes that are getting together and just
having random. Braylon Edwards, dude.
Braylon Edwards is a random ass motherfucker. That's forgot.
Braylon Edwards fucking died.
He could fly though.
He was quick.
Was Braylon Edwards the one who scored against, I think it was like the Jets, whoever Santonio Holmes was playing, or Plaxico Burress was playing for at the time, and in celebration he shot himself, like fake shot himself in the leg, because Plaxico Burress accidentally shot himself in the leg.
I don't, like, that might have
was
been
it, him. Was that him, or was it Santonio Holmes?
It might have been Santonio Holmes. I remember Steve Smith did the boat celebration.
That was fire. Steve Smith is one of the better players that I went on drafted.
Yeah, anyway. Definitely. I mean, there's so much wide receiver talent. It's just difficult.
Dude, I kind of, instead of AB, I kind of wanted to go Tyreek Hill.
That's a little nuts.
Which is, I it would have been, but I mean, he's one of the most dynamic playmakers I've ever seen in my life. So, AB's a better receiver, though.
Yeah. Yeah, AB's definitely more dynamic. But that is the teams. They were good ones. These are teams that you do not... These are, I mean, Pro Bowl wishes. You can have fucking lineups like this. But
who won? Who's next?
Epic Rap Battles of History. Vine. Boom. That's actually good impression.
Quack. Begin.
That's just the episode. We can't continue. Yeah. Thank you for listening. I hope we enjoyed. Not
I
y'all.
Did enjoy.
We don't care. Kidding. Yeah, we hope you enjoyed. Please come back, actually. But we are Pro Pod Show. I am its beer is ITS. Lazas Brazil Double Understanding.